Former Assembly Speaker John Gard's endorsement is significant, if only because Gard is the first prominent Wisconsin Republican to back Newman. It's also interesting because Gard served in the legislature for several years, with now Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker, Newman's primary opponent. Gard says Newman's experience in the private sector as a home builder and in Congress during the 1990s make him the best candidate of the two.
I just believe he is the most electable. I think he's the best candidate. And I wouldn't say it's a negative about Scott. I think it's a positive about Mark.
Gard's wife, former Revenue Secretary and State Treasurer Kate Zeiske, is also endorsing Newman. The Wisconsin Professional Police Association announced it would back Democratic Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett for governor. The police association has been aggressive in recent budget battles over the shared revenue that the state sends to local governments to pay for things like public safety. Barrett referenced that funding when he talked about his opponent's plans to cut taxes, despite a budget deficit that's already projected to be in the billions.
It is not inconceivable. In fact, it would be likely that programs that support law enforcement would be on the chopping block if, in fact, those changes that they are talking about come into existence.
When it comes to endorsements, Republican Walker already has plenty. He secured the backing of nearly every Republican state lawmaker last year and received the endorsement of 2006 GOP gubernatorial nominee Mark Green earlier this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.